Must everyone write a poem subtitled After Dean Young? After Dean Young. My daughter peed in her bed, then cried, like she'd needlessly broken a peace treaty with Otto von Bismarck, whose centripetal mustache implies your days of empire are quantified. Geese explode in the microwave sky, unless folded in tinfoil, in which case the sky explodes. Don't ever grow up. I'd prefer you mummify right here in my heart, a pyramid preserving stories of the girl queen's golden authority over systole and syzygy. I do not understand the poem I just read. It fell out of a book and bounced like a super ball off some highbrow wall. NASA says the sun will extinguish when every super ball is contained by a human pocket. But hey, I just love language and the sounds of words so much. The words are like turds shat by birds on everything from prologue to afterwards. My feet hurt from jogging, so I purchased a pair of Wikipedic shoes. Now strangers edit my running route in real time, falsify my shorts, decide whether or not I've ever run marathons, coursed in pentagons. I am a waste of global positioning, of 3G technology, plodding beneath a crow's nest with its own IP address. But my daughter, I washed her back and legs with clean rectangles, 4 90-degree angles of freshness. Princesses flee Disney palaces because all they really desire are tacos, royalty, heat lamping past midnight in establishments packed with enough busy humanity for a Bruegel painting. This has to be forever. This is a poem that makes sense. Your bladder is drained, so sleep deep and dream thirsty frontiersmen who drink from the bladders of bucolic animals. I don't know Jack about Tycho Brahe, but wow, the sound of his name turns every gear in my brain's serotonin diorama. I have outsourced my status updates to India. The birds retweet the songs of other trees, and those trees trend beautifully. Whose poem is this? Must everyone write a poem subtitled After Dean Young? What comes after Dean Young? Logos? Pathos? And ethos? Triangulate and calculate that this is not that poem. My daughter is in my arms, dry, triumphantly returning to sleep and dreams like MacArthur returned to the Philippines. Good night. Please do not age, and leave me without someone to clean in the middle of the night. My mind is slowing beneath the speed limit, though the police car did pull out behind me for an occipital glide, for a 55-mile-an-hour rear-view mirror stare-down. It is late on the great socialist interstate. We are all entitled to one warning.